Speaking to reporters at the U.S. Embassy in the Kenyan capital, U.S. Ambassador Michael Ranenberger and the special U.S. envoy for Somalia, John Yates, said American counterterrorism efforts in the Horn of Africa have severely disrupted al-Qaeda in the region. Ranenberger said that a meeting of the Somali National Reconciliation Congress that ended last month came up with several important ideas on security, elections, and drafting a new constitution. He said the United States is willing to help fund future meetings in the reconciliation process.
Do you think that the results of the Somali National Reconciliation Congress were very positive? They came out with a number of specific recommendations that now need to be implemented, which do provide, in our judgment, a basis for moving forward and sustaining momentum on national reconciliation. Let me be very clear. The national reconciliation process is not over, but this is a milestone in that process.
The reconciliation process has been derided as a failure by opponents of Somalia's transitional government and members of the Islamic Courts Union, which was driven from much of the country by Ethiopian troops earlier this year. A group led by former Islamic Courts chief Sheikh Sharif Ahmed has been meeting in the Eritrean capital, Asmara. That group has promised a new war in Somalia if necessary.
It would be wrong to see the situation in Somalia as something that's proceeding in a downward spiral. If anything, it's the opposite. We now have more momentum on national reconciliation, and that ultimately will constrain some of the violence. And the Ethiopians have, in our view, been a force that has helped to contribute to that security. They are part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Ranenberger and Yates dismissed the group, calling it isolated. In a bid to restore stability, Somalia's president, Abdullahi Yusuf Ahmed, has put forward a proposal for a joint Arab-African force. Yates and Ranenberger voiced support for the idea. Yates said the deployment of a separate African Union force is taking place too slowly, though he said a contingent from Burundi would arrive in October. The Ethiopians in the transitional government have struggled to maintain control of the capital, Mogadishu, and elsewhere. Bombings and shootings are a daily occurrence, and Mogadishu is far too dangerous for outsiders without heavy security. The United Nations says some 340,000 people have fled Mogadishu since February, and numerous non-governmental organizations have reported severe malnutrition among refugees. In other news, Ranenberger and Yates said they are trying to verify reports that a man suspected in bombing attacks in Kenya in 2002, Saleh Ali Saleh Nabhan, was shot and killed in Somalia this week. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.